now, the Manager's Corner, with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver.
Well, Bill Whitehouse, Earl, that certainly is an answer from Frederick Merrill, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the fucking bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big cocksuckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this cocksucker could mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of fucking bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a prick stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go fuck yourself and the fuck with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball fucking network.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the Audio Vault.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
Born into the lap of luxury, now he's sitting in his own filth. It's the Audio Vault with Well, hello and welcome to voiceoverchameleon.com and the 81st episode of the Audio Vault, over 40,000 downloads strong. My name is Tim, and before I get started, I'd like to welcome two new affiliates, Stitcher Radio and World Voice. Welcome aboard. That's right, we're taking over the internet one smartphone application at a time. Anyway, as you probably already heard, Brett Favre will in fact be back as the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings this year.
Brett Favre's back. And your defense is in trouble.
Here's a little compilation of Brett Favre's greatest retirement moments as compiled by Jimmy Kimmel Live.
After supposedly telling his teammates he would retire from the NFL, Brett Favre announced he will return for another season with the Minnesota Vikings. He said he's not going to quit football until everyone in America can spell his last name correctly. He was back in practice today. And at a press conference, he said this season, season number 20, is absolutely his last one. And this time he means it. Let's take a look back now at some of Brett Favre's greatest retirements over the years.
What's the significance of all this?
Well, if it is my last game, I want to remember it.
As they say, all good things must come to an end.
It's been a wonderful career, and it's time to leave.
Can you say that there is absolutely no way you will ever play another NFL game?
I can say that. There's no way. And I feel good about it.
I can promise you this. Not that I had ever set out as a goal to play 20 years, but this 20 years, and I'm done.
Right. That's sure. I don't care who says it. I welcome him to say he could turn out to be the only player in NFL history to have his jersey retired before he does.
He went away, and I thought he would not play another down. In fact, ESPN said he would retire. But now he's coming back, and my loins are on fire.
Brett Favre is back, and the Packers are in trouble.
Hey la, Brett Favre is back.
Looking really cute with his salt and pepper stubble.
Hey la,
this is good. It's good because he's good doing it the right way.
Mom, girls, we know exactly what this means.
Hey la, Brett Favre is
more
back.
More commercials with Brett in his cute Wrangler jeans.
Hey la, Brett Favre is back.
Yeah, he stopped all of the teasing.
Okay, all right, there we go.
That is all the time we have left for this particular episode of the broadcast. Please to be returning next time for more internet comedy fun. Bye-bye.
Get it!
Wow!
Yeah.
Don't!
You can stay if you wanna. I'm going home.